Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and in the studio with me today, I have Tashana Sawyer, the Executive Director of the ARC of Central Nebraska. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm so glad to have you here. What's going on with the ARC?
Oh, so many things. It's going to be a busy summer, and we're starting off with a spring fling into summer Honey Sunday sale.
Ooh, when's this happening?
So it will be May 31st and June 1st, and we're doing that because in the winter, it's so dark. Darn cold out there in Nebraska.
It's true.
I don't know who started this tradition 50 years ago, but
I don't like to be cold, but I do love honey, and I know our listeners do too. So where are you going to be?
We are going to be on Saturday, the 31st. We are going to be at Super Saver Five Points, Super Saver Second Street, Casey's at 281 and Highway, 281 and Capitol, and then also at the Tattered Book.
Very good. Okay, and that's for both days, you guys are going to have these locations?
On Sunday, there won't be anyone at the Tattered Book.
Ah, very good. Okay. But still, $6 a bear, right?
Correct, yes.
Well, you need to stock up, guys, because I know that from November to now, you're probably running low, and it's time to load up on those bears, right?
That's correct. And if you buy a case, you get one free, essentially, so you get it for $55 instead.
Wow, that's a great deal. Especially if you use bulk honey like we do. All right. So what else is happening with the ARC?
So this summer, we just have a lot of fun things coming up. We are going to be hosting our Journey of Hope July 8th and 9th. And so that's always a super fun activity. Everyone loves it. So we'll be out in the community with those bicycle riders. They ride across the United States to spread awareness for disabilities. And they stop at places like Grand Island and other places and hang out with individuals with disabilities and really immerse themselves in what we're doing and how each state kind of does things. And they're just a fantastic group of young men. And we always have so much fun when we're here. We will be having a Rascal Martinez concert on the July 8th.
Oh, wow.
And so that will be at the Elks, and we'll be getting that out on our Facebook, and anyone can come to that. And, you know, he's a favorite around here. Everyone loves him.
Oh, yes. Everybody loves Rascal. He's so gifted. And so you're having it at the Elks. Guess what? Guess who's going to be a member of the Elks now?
You.
I am joining the Elks Club, and I'm so honored. My husband and I are both really happy to be a part of it and be a part of the ARC of Central Nebraska, too. And you guys do a lot at the Elks, so I'm really happy about it.
Yeah, I love the Elks. I was a member of the Eagles back in Kearney a long time ago, and then they don't have that here. But
no.
The Elks is, a great organization. They're super supportive of us. We do our dances there every month, and they're fantastic. So we love partnering with them.
They're great. They're fabulous. So what else do you have going on?
Yeah, so also in July, we have our Disability Pride event, and that's kind of a all-day event. You can come and go as you want, but we'll have vendors there. We'll have providers. We'll have special scoops, hopefully, will be there.
Where at?
At Peace Lutheran Church.
Peace Lutheran Church,
yep.
Okay.
And it's just a really fun day. We do face painting and bingo, and we'll have some lunch. And it'll just be a really, really fun day, and we're super excited about that.
Super
and
chill.
It is July 19th from 10 to 3. Like I said, you can stop by anytime. It's just a lot of fun, a lot of individuals hanging out and having a good time, learning about some new things there in town and about all the wonderful opportunities that they have. And so it's a really fun event.
Yeah. Do people, now that we're talking about it, what does the ARC of Central Nebraska do? If they have never heard of the ARC of Central Nebraska.
Yeah, so we're primarily an advocacy agency here in Nebraska. There's ARCs all across the United States. We're a member affiliate of the ARC of the United States. Some are providers, some do lots of different things. But in Grand Island and Nebraska, we're primarily an advocacy group. So we really work a lot with legislators to make sure that everyone's getting the same opportunities as everyone else, and that any of the barriers that we find that we're creating solutions to. But we also each have our own little member organizations in our local towns. And so we have about 125 people who are members in Grand Island. And we do a lot of advocacy stuff, teach a lot of skills, but we also have a lot of fun. We do dances every month. We do bingo quarterly. We have a little group called the Busy Bees, and they go out and do community service activities. activities in the community. Yeah, we just do so many activities and really get people involved. We're also partnered with GIPD and the Sheriff's Office and some of their programs. So we run the Blue Hands Project with Grand Island Public Grand Island Police Department.
Never heard of that.
Yeah, it's a program. So if you have an individual with a disability that lives in your home, you can sign up for this program. You get a little blue hand to put in your window. That way when an officer comes to the home, they know that you have someone there that has a disability and they can pull it up and kind of see what that person's needs and skills are. So they know if like that person's afraid of an officer or if they have seizures or whatever that might be, so that they can make sure that how they're interacting in a way that's safe for everybody. And it's a really cool partnership. And so we really enjoy that group. So
that
definitely
is really neat.
I never knew that. Yeah, if you want to sign up for that, we have a link on our website, and then they have it at the police department. You can go down there and say you just need to fill out the information for Blue Hands. And so we love that program. And then the Sheriff's Office has Project Lifesaver. And so that is a bracelet that has it like transmits. And so like if I'm lost, if I'm someone who gets lost or runs away or those kinds of things and my family is concerned about that, they can apply for Project Lifesaver. And then if I do come up missing, there's a way for them to like kind of track where that's at. It's not like a continuous tracking or any of those kinds of things. It's a really great program. It really helps for those kiddos that are younger and disappear sometimes. And so we love working with them on that as well.
That's fantastic. I never would have thought of such a thing, but it does make sense. I mean, like with our kids too, they had phones, you know, that they could ping things off of as well. This is brilliant. So anything else coming up before we let you go?
Oh, I don't think so. That's a lot for the summer, but I'll be back, I'm sure.
And we've got a Honey Sunday coming up May 31st and June 1st. And you want to tell the people again where you're going to be?
Yeah, so it's May 31st and June 1st from 10 to 2. And we'll be at Super Saver Five Points, Super Saver Second Street, and Casey's at 281 in Capitol. And then on Saturday, we'll have an additional location at the Tattered Book.
Fantastic. This is going to be fun. Stock up on your honey. Only $6 a bear. Tashauna, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
All right. And to our listeners, thank you for tuning into the Public Affairs program. Have a great rest of your day.